Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Once again, your song of the day, Summertime Blues, Alan Jackson from 1994. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
That was good, Jake. That was beautiful. Alan Jackson.
It's a nice Monday song.
Oh, my God. It was, yeah.
You told me not to mail it in.
No,
on
you
Monday.
Didn't.
I didn't mail it in.
We were worried because you were so into Friend this weekend that I didn't think we were getting much from Jake at all today, and he's been great.
He's been great. Chasing That Neon Rainbow.
You can. Yes.
Chasing the Neon That Neon Rainbow by Alan Jackson is his best song, in my opinion, but that's a really good one. His voice is syrupy.
Yes.
Beautiful. He's got a traditional country voice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was put on earth.
Syrupy. That's a great word.
He was put on earth to do what he's doing.
Yep.
And he is one of the kind of, I would say, modern country guys I like.
Not if he's too modern. He started playing in the 80s.
Well, that's modern to me.
He's a Waylon guy.
Well,
70s.
No,
here.
He's not a Waylon guy. That's
I know.
What
I'm saying
mean.
You are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You are.
Yeah, yeah. When I say modern, I mean, yeah, post Waylon Johnny Cash.
Your era.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's 5 o'clock somewhere is good too.
That's a good song.
No, that song's really good, Jake. 9.0345.
Whoa.
No,
that's not expecting a nine today.
No, that's a really good song. That's a really good song. Really good.
It jumped out at me because they had a fiddle.
Yeah.
Really good. Really good fiddle.
Yeah.
And so whoever's playing the fiddle,
really good,
did a tremendous job. That day when they came to the studio, he was alert. The fiddler was ready to go.
Damn good.
Excuse me. What happened? Very, very good, Jake. 86249.
High scores.
I'm stunned that Sip went to nine of that one. I'm happy it did.
I'd never turn that song.
Made me feel happy. It really did. Made
Alan Jackson has that.
Perfect. It's a hot morning.
Yep.
It felt Monday-ish and not gloomy, and there was a fiddle.
It's good. It's just a good sound.
Yes.
Now, Bella came in, and she was dancing over there.
Yeah, Bella's
going high.
She's in a good mood.
Bella's an 8-6. Good mood. She slept 12 hours.
Yesterday.
6-6.
Can't imagine Ben likes it at all. He's a 4-9.
I think that's pretty good. What'd you say for 8-6 for Bella, you said?
Yes.
I think she's like a 9-1. I think Ben's like a 3-2. Maybe a little lower.
8.9. 8.8. Whoa, Ben.
We misread Ben on
that
one.
We did. And he got excited because Bella was dancing. He
likes songs that make him feel good.
That's true.
That's true.
Bella makes people feel good. She does.
Good job, Jake.
Thank you.
She's got a lot of energy.
Some ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. We got Sandmaster and KC, 8.2. Someone says that's a 10 out of 10 Monday song of the day right there.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, how about that?
The OG CJ says 8.7. Bill and Bennett, 3.1.
Yeah, okay,
on
it's
that
okay,
one.
Bill.
Come on, Bill.
Ryan in California, 9.8. Who would club it? 7!
Bird came in
7.
Bird's
numbers, he has to almost mess with us.
Yeah.
He really does. He comes
out of
nowhere.
Threes from Bird, typically. Yes. Threes a
thank you, Bird.
Sevens high for him. Nice. Jake and Hickman, 4.9. Sean in Omaha, 8. Ellis in Illinois, just a 3.7. Rip from Wahoo says an 8. Scott in Bancroft, 9.44. He says, yeehaw.
I like
Jake.
That. Yeehaw.
Says, yeehaw. Jennifer 7, hubby is MIA this morning. Where is he at?
What, just Jennifer?
Just Jennifer. And she says, hubby is MIA.
Huh. Missing in action? Do we need to call the authorities?
Need to call the
Should
authorities.
Be concerned, Jennifer?
Is the marriage falling apart?
Reminds me of Bill Callahan when Harrison Beck took off. I said, so he's not here. Where is he? He goes, we don't know. Was that a problem? Yes, that's a problem.
Bookie in Chamberlain, South Dakota, 8.5. And East Lincoln West, a 9.5. There's
Thank
your song
you.
Of the day.
So not scores. Many people listening today.
No, we got more. I didn't read them
that's
all.
That's it?
I can't read them all.
We only have 4 listeners?
Take the whole show.
That's crazy.
It is time.
We're struggling.
For a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. So here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today.
Talked about the branding that they're doing. They're a three-legged stool also at that. And I met up with Scott on Saturday, which was incredible.
You did?
Met up with him, yes. There was a slight gathering get-together that we were part of with them. And just had a great conversation with him and his awesome wife. And it was great. And so just getting a chance to be part of their stool was a lot of fun.
Did you talk business?
We talked some business. We did. We talked some business. Mm. Talked some things that were going on. I talked about the market. Well, we had a good month. We talked about that a little bit. We talked about when the Fed's going to drop that rate. You know, we talked about that a little bit too.
It's a big question.
All that stuff goes to a lot. So, well, election year.
You've learned a lot.
I've learned a lot like that.
You're broadening.
You'd be shocked what I don't know.
Broadening.
It's broadening.
You know enough to be dangerous.
It was so great to have a chance to be able to do that there. And then Chad was there from Wynn Nelson, which also was incredible. Him and his wife were there. So it was a great function for me and Laura to be part of. Very, very happy with that. We're going to talk football. Bill's Thrills.
All right. Football Facts Monday.
Flip it. He flipped it.
If anybody has the chance, listen to Saban's ESPY speech.
Okay.
It was remarkable. It was from about, whatever,
is that right?
4 or 5 days
ago. Is that right?
His ESPY speech was remarkable. I'm also wondering at that time, I'm assuming he must have had a teleprompter, but I don't know when he was looking at it, because he rattled off a speech that was so well prepared, and it was like with zero notes of anything. He's just standing there with this icon trophy, and he talked, and it was just, it's incredible. We're going to delve into more things later in the show that Jake has up for us, but here's the thing that caught me, was he talked about, he's 72 right now, and he's been a part of a football team since he was 9 years old.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
He's been part of a team since he was 9 years old. And the team. And that's the biggest reason people stay in the game. It's the number one thing people talk about. They're going to miss the most is being part of a team. The structure of the team, the development of the team, all those things. That's why people stay in the game so long. That's why people get back in the game when you're like, why would you get back in? You have plenty of money. Why would you do that? Why is Belichick interviewing for the Atlanta job? Six Super Bowls. Been to, I think, nine maybe Super Bowls or something of that nature.
24-year-old girlfriend.
And it's just the team. And the biggest reason is because you miss it so much. The part of getting to be with the team and that structure is so much. And be honest with you, it's put a lot of people in their grave. Several didn't last long.
What do you mean?
Bear Bryant made it about 6 months. He retired.
After he retired.
I mean, some people think of it that way too. Like, am I going to be able to keep going? Because this is how I function every single day. Mm-hmm. And you become, it's not like a robot, but you become ingrained in what you do and being part of the team.
The team.
And that's why you get so jacked up as a head coach or an assistant coach when you lose that daily function of getting up at 4 something in the morning, you drive in, and here's what you, then the team's going to show up, or we're doing this, or I'm out recruiting, or NFL's a different function. But when you lose that part of you, mm-hmm. that's a big loss. Mm-hmm. That's a big loss. Now, he's staying in it with being part of the team with TV, which is important like that.
Oh, is he going to do that?
Yeah, he's doing. Yeah, he's gonna be on TV.
He's going to be incredible.
And, he is one of the more incredible people to listen to.
I know.
And when you, and like I said, when his voice is so well heard, when I sat alone with him in his office for, I had dinner with him then met alone with him the next day. So twice sat and talked to him for over an hour mm-hmm. at a time. And I'm not going to tell you that I know Nick Saban. I just had that opportunity to talk to him one-on-one. It was one of the most remarkable conversations I've ever had.
Wow.
Because very, so easy to talk to. And then when he started to talk, there was never a time I'm going, I don't know what that guy's talking about. It's like he was so spot on mm-hmm. with what was going on and with everything that he was doing.
He's with it.
And he was just, everything about it was just like so boom, 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 boom. You know, before we met that night, I was able to sit with him and the staff and watch film from practice that day as they're getting ready to play Notre Dame for the national championship game. And so
about 2012, I believe. 2012.
That's right.
But anyway, it was just remarkable. But all I could think about during his speech when he said that I've been part of a team, mm-hmm. football team, since I was 9 years old, mm-hmm. and I'm 72. Like that. That was at the ESPYs. Listen to his speech.
He's a good speaker.
He's remarkable. He is really, really a good speaker. So to have that kind of wins and listen, people that I want to listen to, there's some people that have all kinds of success and you're not as enthralled to listen to them. Sometimes it's just they're very much behind the scenes. I do this. He could cross that bridge to all of a sudden. And then when he speaks, I mean, that's, he's the guy who, I mean, talk I about the world stopping.
I know.
The world stopped.
Especially college football world.
Yeah, college football world stopped whenever, anytime he had anything to say.
Well, SEC media days will not be the same today without him.
No, it will not.
No, it'll be, not to say the word horrible, but no, I mean, not even close, because I heard that the other day on some people that covered the SEC media, they're like when it wasn't the same for everyone. But when he spoke, the world stopped at the SEC. You could hear a pin drop, because all of a sudden, if there was like even like somebody that was working in the kitchen, like Saban's talking, everyone China down.
Cool. That's
no
sweet.
One talk. Walk
that
out.
Is some power right there.
Walk out and let's hear what he has.
What about Elko though?
Mike Elko can get the people to stop coaching.
Jeff Lebby. Jeff Lebby don't do it for it.
So it's just I thought it was just remarkable to hear, you know, what when he talked about that, and it's just so true, because you just get. When you're part of a team, it's just and there's rough days, there's brutal days, there's bad loss days, there's bad days dealing with players, there's bad days with administration, there's bad days all the time.
You're doing
a lot of stressful stuff a lot, but it's still, you know, being part of the team is just then you have your team within a team. If you're on defense or offense, you have your little group, mm-hmm. you hang
secondary,
then you come together and you have all these little subplots of mm-hmm. your team. Yep. My group would be if I was running the defense, okay, as that, or if I just had the position at that time, mm-hmm. and then I subplotted into here, then the subplot was here, mm-hmm. and then the whole thing came together, and then those elite coaches like Saban, they have, and the Urban Meyers, the Tom Osbornes, all the great ones, total alignment within their staff.
Kirby.
Yeah, total alignment within their staff. It's crystal clear who they're hiring, and they're going to hire nothing but incredible people because they don't care. They're going to hire the best person available because they know they run the ship. They don't have any ego. Right. Ego as far as like, I'm concerned about, well, I don't want him to take my, you know, take anything away from me. It's like, oh no, they hired nothing right. but the best because when
they're comfortable. Because
when anybody went, when Sarkisian went to Alabama to be an analyst, and then took over as the offensive coordinator, when he went there, he wasn't kind of like, coming here, I'm going to make some changes. I'm going to get this place right. He came in and sat and listened.
Right.
They came in and sat and learned. And that's why you see people go out that leave there and go, wow, how they're doing now.
Lane.
Loxley was, I think, three and twenty something
like
in New Mexico. In New Mexico,
something like that.
Then all of a sudden, now he's they won
pretty good.
Won a bowl game again.
Won three straight bowl games.
Yeah. So at Maryland.
Yeah.
So somebody say, well, he's just kind of so-so. No, he's not.
It's worked out for him.
You saw this team that came in here.
Yeah.
That team looked good. It did. Yeah. I'm not joking.
And a lot of that's based off of because he went to Saban as an analyst, and then all of a sudden learn it's like, okay, here's how things are done.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, but the team.
All right.
That is Bills Thrills football facts. Monday when we come back, hour two. Speaking of media days in the SEC, Nick Saban's out. Who is the new king of the conference? Discuss that next.
That's
on
a good
early
one.
Break on the ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.